Yeah, this isn't really going to be a long teaching. You've been very, very patient all day. So just be assured that this is very short and snappy. Churches that reproduce themselves. You can think of an elephant church. An elephant, who knows what the gestation period of an elephant is? Up to 23 or 25 months, depending on the make of elephant. on the variety, Indian or African or something. And how many babies do they produce per pregnancy? Only one, yes. And in a lifetime, how many baby calves will they have? Wow. Who said six? How did you know that? Yes, usually they have about six. This is an elephant. Now think of a rabbit. Small, running around. Their gestation period is anything from 28 to 40 days, not 2 years. And they can give up to 12 babies at every pregnancy. And one buck and one doe in their lifetime, in 1 year, sorry, produce 50 rabbits.
Wow.
So we've got two extremes here. We've got, so what kind of church? Are we a rabbit church or are we an elephant church? The remarkable thing was in the list of things that you discussed as a group, and in the New Testament, nowhere does it say anything about size. And a lot of people will make a big thing of this. Small churches are better because they quickly reproduce. Others like big churches. But actually, Jesus never said anything about size. In fact, Jesus said very little about church. He only mentioned church how many times?
Twice.
Yes, where?
Matthew
16 and Matthew 18. Can you give the context?
First context was the confession of faith. Upon this rock I will build my church.
Upon this rock I will build my church, and
the second was
the gates
of hell will not prevail
against it. Yeah.
And the second was in the context of church discipline.
In church discipline, if someone you need to discipline. That's the only two times Jesus mentioned church. So he said very little about church. And I think it's pretty remarkable that the disciples got it when they did, after the coming of the Holy Spirit. I think it was the Holy Spirit thing that led them into church and the formation of churches, and all those characteristics that we read about is wonderful, I think. Now, Helen, if she was here, maybe she is here, Helen said, well, I go for a murmuration. And I wish Helen was here, because I would like to know why she thought we should be a murmuration. But she said, she viewed lots of churches coming together or lots of people in one church as we move together and as we make room for each other, but as we flow in the same direction, we actually, there's a beauty there, but there's movement. And I read up about murmurations, that the starlings form themselves like this as a defense. Because they look like a big animal like that. And they look much, much bigger than they are. And so as we come together, maybe with other churches, maybe with churches and organizations, maybe all the people, the congregation of Emmanuel, we move together in the same direction. And I like that, yeah. So I'm just going to go quickly through those things that you discussed, and if there's anything else that comes to mind, just please stand up and say, what does rapid reproduction mean? What?
Breed like rabbits.
Breed like rabbits, yeah. Yes, yeah. Yeah, churches that plant churches. Meeting in homes. We don't tend to meet in homes in this country. But I know George and I first started to go to Bulgaria. It was all in homes. And they took all the furniture out, put it outside so that they could cram people in. And everybody sat on the ground. And we used to get 50, 60 people in one room, didn't we? And that is how it is in many parts of the country. They meet in homes. They don't have big buildings to meet in because the church is not the building. The church is the people. Team leadership, yeah. Just shout out if you've got any comments at all. Women given leadership responsibilities. Can I have an amen?
Well, one group put that at the top of their list.
Yes, my group said that was the top of their list, but we didn't say it out. We were an all-female group, I have to say. fellowship. We spent a long time on fellowship, discussing what did we mean by fellowship? And what did we come up with? Making time to spend with each other, that Sunday morning is not enough. And of course we have our MCOMs, but even they might not be enough. So making sure that we actually visit each other in each other's homes, get to know each other. And so when the hard times come, we have that fellowship. And we also have the voice to speak maybe accountability levels into people's lives as well. If we don't have the fellowship, we can't do that. And so fellowship is extremely important. Breaking of bread. All things in common. Nobody mentioned that. Seems an impossibility, doesn't it? Does anybody have any experience of being in a church where all things were in common? Was in common. And how did that work out, Christine? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I think in this culture, it's probably not a common thing, and it's not an easy thing. But in poorer countries, to have things in common, when one family could never afford a washing machine, for example, to have something in common would be very, very helpful and good. Yeah. Baptism, evangelism to the nations, even the early church were thinking going to the nations, teaching of the scriptures, mutual accountability, continuous prayer, boldness, and you know what comes next. Oh, miracles. No, I thought something. No, I didn't. Worship. Weekly collection of money. Many are the conversations between missionaries whether we should ask for money. And yet it was so, it seems to have been so in the New Testament, that they took up weekly collections. It's referred to by Paul on several occasions, I think. But, yeah. Use of spiritual gifts, yes. Oh, that was what I was following up. Boldness is persecution. We talked a little bit about persecution in our group. I don't think we really know what it is here in England, although someone did mention some of the hot topics that are discussed now. It can get you into hot water and even taken to court now. So we may be on the verge of some kind of persecution, even here in England. But, of course, in Muslim countries, and in particular, even in Buddhist countries now, there is much persecution. And that's how it was in the early church. Fasting. Lots of references to fasting. And remembering and caring for the poor. Do you remember James saying, look, we don't mind in the end what you tell the Gentiles, that they're circumcised or not, but please remember the poor. And Paul said, yes, we will remember the poor. And we need to do that. And that's it.
Thank you, Alison.
Yes.
Right, Sally,